Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So it's still about 2.5 hours before kickoff, and there are loads of people here already waiting to see Borussia Dortmund play Borussia Mönchengladbach, which is a huge game, of course, with, as you would have seen if you've taken even a casual look at the Bundesliga, the title race being very much alive with 3 games left in the season. But in some ways, even though there's a special buzz about this today for me, for us, for a lot of the other people here, the fact is, in some ways, in the nicest possible way, it's like any other home game in Dortmund. It's a special place to come and see football at Signal Iduna Park. Where we are at the moment is in the Rote Erde Bar, which is next to the stadium, adjacent to the pitch where the second team played again, the Rote Erde, as the bar is called. And there's yellow everywhere, particularly so today, because the club fan groups have made an appeal for everyone to wear yellow, so it's going to be quite the spectacle, as hopefully you'll see from all the associated photos on our socials later. It's going to be beautiful. But other than that, it's just another home game, in the sense that every home game at Dortmund is special. Every home game at Dortmund is an occasion, whether the team's going for silverware like it is now, or whether it's really struggling, as it was the first time I came here in 2003. It's one of those places where match day is just an event, especially with the colour. And I think the colour is quite a big thing of Dortmund, the Schwarz-Gelbe, the black and yellow, because it just gives it such a vibrancy, such an energy, such a boldness. When you ally that, of course, the team doing well as they are at the moment, gives it that extra something else. Now, we're going to speak to a couple of people who know how special a place this is for football. One, on the playing side, and the other, on the fan side. So, can you tell me your first time that you played here as a visiting player. What do you remember about that?
So I don't know exactly what game it was, but I for sure know how, what the atmosphere was.
This is Patrick Ovomayela, former Borussia Dortmund defender and now club ambassador and Bundesliga pundit.
I always tell everybody that I never really cared about are they cheering for me or against me. As long as it is loud, I was loving it. And that was kind of the same thing here, or especially here, because that's such a special stadium with these steep stands on the side, with the yellow wall, obviously, with so many people behind that one goal. So it was always great fun for me, at least, to come here. And I do remember that we managed, as an away team, especially in my Werder Bremen time, managed to get a few wins here as well. Right. So that was always cool. But as I mentioned, no matter it was whistling or booing us, it was such an energy coming from the crowd, and that's what I loved about the stadium right away.
And so was that something that was on your mind when you knew Dortmund were interested in you? Did you have that thought of, that could be me every second week?
Absolutely. To be honest, at the time when that happened, when they showed interest, I was playing for Werder Bremen, as I mentioned. That was the team, like the second team in Germany behind Bayern Munich. So kind of what Borussia Dortmund is now. Yeah. And Borussia Dortmund at the time were more like struggling to survive. They just jumped off the knife's edge of being bankrupt like a year before that. They had, four or five coaches in one season before that. And they finished in 13th or 14th place in the season that they showed interest in me. So it wasn't really sexy to say, I want to go to Borussia Dortmund, but there was this huge part in me that said, but the stadium is nice, they're trying to build something new, they're trying to rebuild the whole brand, they have a new exciting coach coming aboard in Jürgen Klopp back at the time. So the whole thing, the full package seemed interesting enough to do that, to kind of take a step back and to then leap forward.
So if we talk about you arriving at the same time as Klopp, it's an incredible summer to arrive. I guess to put into context for people who don't know, he was already well known for his work on television at that time. What were your thoughts about him? You talked about the energy of the stadium. What was the energy of the early part of the Klopp era like?
Yeah, it was a difficult season, as I mentioned, for the club. But they said they want to trust this young guy that was so charismatic, that everybody knew from his TV work and some work, of course, on the sideline in the second and first Bundesliga with Mainz 05 before. But nobody really knew what he could do with a bigger club, with maybe a little bit more options to work with, to go with. So it was kind of like a curious time, and you try to figure out where it's going to head. But the feeling that he, I would say, implemented into the team right now is like big things are possible. When everybody pulls on the same string, when everybody goes in the same direction, we could achieve big things. And that was kind of addictive almost, listening to him talk about where he's want to take the club, where he's want to go, what he wants to do with the players, what he wants to achieve. And it wasn't like he was coming on and saying, oh, we want to win the championship or we want to do this and that. But it was like minor or smaller steps and smaller goals that he tried to achieve. We should be better in this and then we could go there. Maybe we could reach international ranks was a big aim for, so we did that in second year already. We missed it in the first year by a point, I think, or a goal, something. So really, really, really just scratched the surface there. But then the next year we managed that, and the third year was an overall success, winning the championship and surprising anybody. So the atmosphere was great. The atmosphere he created inside of the club was great. And right away he took everyone aboard. The whole club was kind of coming closer together, I had the feeling. I didn't know what it really was before, but you got the feeling that everybody came a little closer together during his time.
In terms of that, you were saying how you were never a spectator on the pitch. Now you're retired, now you're doing media work. Do you have a different appreciation for what it means to be in Zynga Laduna Park as you've had that spectator side of it as well?
I think I do, yes. And I kind of love being here now, even if I don't have to work. Just being as a fan or as a family member being there. I do still have season tickets. I bought them when I joined the club, and I still do buy them every year. They don't give them to me. I buy them. I mean, I buy them because I love being here, being in the stands, taking my family, watching the games. And it's a pity that sometimes when I do broadcasting, I'm elsewhere and I can't go to home games. And that really bothers me from time to time, because I really love now being here and feeling that atmosphere and not having to do anything. Not doing the commentary, which is great, which I love, but it's different. And it's fantastic, and I get to experience a total different side of it, because I can really now watch and focus on things that I wasn't able to even notice when I was playing, because you focus. Of course, you feel the noise, or you hear the noise, and you feel the energy, but you don't. You miss out on a lot of things.
It's like peripheral vision.
Right, right. And you miss out on a lot of things that I now get to see, that I now get to enjoy, that I can now focus on, and that I can tell my kids about or introduce my kids to. And that's a great thing.
So while we were upstairs speaking to Patrick, we come out and had a little look at the score. Bayern are beating Schalke 5-0. So Dortmund, just as last week, will be going into this game with a 4-point deficit. Obviously, the first thing is for them to try and make that up to keep the title race alive. But it was always going to boil down to next week, really, when Dortmund go to Augsburg and Bayern play Leipzig, which I think is the main one where people feel there's a possibility of them losing points. Once again, of course, Schalke not really doing Dortmund a favour. But, of course, all focus on this now. And, wow, it's so busy. I mean, it is every home game. But we're about an hour and a half before kickoff, and it feels like everyone is here already outside the ground. You know, so many options to drink and eat. And, yes, since you asked, I have had my first Bratwurst of the day, you know, when in Rome and all that sort of stuff. And you always get here, just the sense of atmosphere building really, really early. And particularly you feel that is the case today. And we've just been shifted out of the way because this is the moment where the Borussia Dortmund team bus arrives. Here it comes. Followed just behind by the Gladbach one. Next, we went to speak to Graham Dunn, the founder of Scottish-based supporters group Dumbarton Borussian, who founded the group after falling hard for the club on his visits over from Scotland. So, tell us about the first time you came to see Borussia Dortmund.
So, yeah, the first time was just on a stag do in, like, 2015. There was a few of the guys came over, and we just went to a game. We didn't actually realise it was Klopp's last league game in charge.
Wow.
And, you know, we were expecting a good atmosphere, but I think just the emotion of that particular day. It was also Sebastian Kehl's last game as a player as well, yeah. So we ended up in the Yellow Wall, and you know, just the emotion of the day, the atmosphere, the passion of the fans. We were just completely blown away by the whole thing. So it was just the kind of experience that we were just like, wow, we need to, you know, go to more games type things.
How long after that was it that you came back then?
The very next year.
So, right.
Yeah, we've been going at least once a year ever since then. We've been all around Germany, been to Munich, Cologne, Berlin, stayed in Hamburg, Dusseldorf, and travelled. You know, we've even been to an away game against Schalke, the big derby. So it's you kind of get swept up in the whole thing. You know, it's great.
I mean, I speak to a lot of Brits who come over here to watch Dortmund and to watch other teams. What do you think it is about football here at Zynga Laduna Park that is lacking from what we have in the match day experience in Britain?
Yeah, I think just the whole kind of vibe around match day, you know, it's family friendly, you know, the sheer volume of fans as well, and the passion that the people and the city have for the club, you know, it's just the atmosphere. And like I say, the kind of welcoming nature of it all as well.
You get to know a lot of people, don't you?
You do. Like I say, we came across with no great expectations. And now we've formed like Dumbarton Barrison, our own supporters club.
Okay, when did you form that?
So that was only a year and a half ago, after a good few years of going. But it's the people that you meet, you know, you end up connected to people from all over the world. There's five other Scottish Dortmund supporters clubs.
Okay.
There's none for Bayern, so tells you something.
Someone listening to that thinking there's a gap in the market.
Yep. So let's say six in total. You know, you've got Edinburgh, Glasgow, Dumbarton, Crieff, Granite City, and Highland Barrison, and we all meet up regular. And then through those people, you meet other people, you know, from other countries, and you know, a whole range of people, and it's just a big kind of family feel to the whole thing, and you know, the sense of community, and that comes from the club down as well. They make you feel important, and they encourage you to, you know, to form these fan groups. And
so, what is the relationship with the club then?
Well, I was actually really surprised because, you know, we've got, you know, direct contact to our international fan club liaisons within the club. And that's their sole job, is just to interact with international fan clubs. Anything you need, whether it's tickets or, you know, advice on accommodation, travel, events that are happening, you know, they're there to help you. And actually, there was Hibs under-19s were playing Borussia Dortmund under-19s recently. We had a representative from, you know, the Dortmund International Fan Club liaisons come over. He met up with all in the pub in Edinburgh. There was, you know, a whole mixture of people in there. He travelled into the game with us, and just that kind of connection you don't get, you know, in British football. You don't think it's just that care and being made to feel important and part of the family, if you like. So
this season's turned out a little bit different in the second half than you might have expected at Christmas. I mean, what are you expecting in terms of that roar when they come out, because it's such an important game today, and they're so strong at home at the moment.
I think so. I think the home form has been key. I think, you know, when you look at the points we've dropped, you know, away to Bochum, away to Schalke, the game against Stuttgart when they went down to 10 in the first half was a disaster, but the home form seems to be, you know, carrying us and keeping us close. So as always, I think regardless of the result or the performance, I think you find that at this stadium, that, you know, the support is unwavering from first whistle to last. It's, you know, it's the volume of noise just seems to go throughout the full 90 minutes, and it will be the same today.
Still, you know, get that feeling every time.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I say, I've got my two children here for the first time. You know, they've been on to me to come, so it's just me and the kids for this one, and just introduce them to the atmosphere. I'm sure they'll be blown away by it. But
in that case, I should probably ask them for a prediction. What's the score going to be?
Maybe like 3-2 or something.
Yeah, really. What are you thinking?
What do you think the score will be today?
I
think Dortmund will win. What do you think?
I think Dortmund will win.
Yeah? What do you think? 2-0?
13 or 15, 14 years. It's 3:25. You're in the tunnel, waiting to come out. What's the feeling?
I'm a little nervous, probably. Excited, in a positive way. Not really, not afraid, but positively nervous. And that was the same every time. I couldn't wait for that the last final. I don't know how many steps it is. I think it's 6 to 8 steps when you really get out of the tunnel and then look to the left, seeing the yellow wall, what they have prepared. Did they do something, a big mural or something that they would show us, some chanting. Seeing how full the stadium is, we were used to playing in front of full stands throughout the years, but still you would look around and see, okay, it's really packed, and feeling that energy. And week after week, or on a 2-week basis, that was kind of like the best feeling you could get as a player, coming out there and seeing that view and feeling that energy.
So that didn't take long.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
So, if enjoying BFLB chasing the title at a full Signal Iduna Park wasn't enough, who's this sat next to me? Why, it's ESPN's Archie Rintoul. What an absolute delight. Not just a purveyor of fine knowledge and humour about the Bundesliga, but a purveyor of sun cream, because actually the sun's come out fiercely, and thank you very much for that. When my nose isn't burnt on Monday, I'll think of you.
No worries. I think I'm already past the point of no return, but, you know, you've got to do what you've got to do.
So you were saying to me earlier, this is the fiercest atmosphere we've had here this season.
Definitely one of.
Oh, what a save by Gregor Kobel from Rami Bensabaini, who we expect to be playing for Borussia Dortmund next season.
I don't think this is going in. I think we can chat further.
Here we go. Here's a counter-attack. Jude Bellingham stretching those long legs. Ooh, close. Just past the post. But as we were saying,
sure.
Loudest atmosphere here this season?
Up there with the Chelsea home game in the Champions League.
Right.
I think... because the sun's out, the fan scene here have said to everyone for the last two home games to come in yellow. I think there's a greater sense of togetherness without trying to sound too much like a Tory politician. It makes a difference. Also, right now, I don't think there's been a team in the league playing better football than Dortmund. Not on the road, sadly for them.
No.
But here,
this is the place to see them, isn't it?
Yeah, they're in such a good flow right now. All the players who weren't playing well in the first half of the season, like Karim Adeyemi, who may be 1 meter 80 tall, but like when he jumps, can probably sail over the crossbar. He had a missed career in high jumping, I think. And Donyell Marlon, who the talk around him was just a few weeks ago, well, he's going to have to be a candidate to be sold in the summer. And now you think, how can they play without him? Such is the way that he torpedoes his way into the attack. So there's so many different exciting elements to it. But the key one for me actually is, given that the sun is out, I would call him the sun to Dortmund's solar system, is Sebastian Haller. Because just his presence in the middle as a classic number nine allows all these different elements to flourish. It means that everyone's got those concentrated efforts on that big fella in the middle. And the thing is, if they leave him alone, he's good enough to punish them as well.
Penalty. Great turn from Haller. Taken over. The Gladbach players are complaining about it, but
I don't think Adeyemi is getting the penalty.
No, I don't think he is either. Jude Bellingham is holding the ball very purposefully. That was a big Jude. That wasn't booing before you ask. What a finish. Sebastian Haller. Those that you can hear are the Borussia Mönchengladbach fans. Still making plenty of atmosphere, despite the fact their team is on the wrong end of what's looking an increasingly ugly result for them. You have to love that. They've made their presence felt from the start, despite the fact their team's got nothing to play for, despite the fact they're pretty dissatisfied with this season. They're playing their part in this as well. More Haller, 4-0. It's just so easy for them. Marlon, Adeyemi, Bellingham, Haller, all having their way. Great move. Adeyemi's just getting crowded out in the end.
Scholes, it's Gladbach. We're in the last 20 minutes now, so about 17 minutes of normal time left. Foul by Gio Reyna, I think Bentamaini. Gladbach never looked like scoring in the second half. It's just been a question of what the numbers were going to be for Dortmund. How they're only 4-0 up at this point, I really don't know. But here we are. And he scored it. Another one for Gladbach. See that coming. It's a really terrific finish by Lars Stindl. The substitute into the far corner. And I don't know, Dortmund having a little wobble here. Like they were so comfortable. The most comfortable you can possibly imagine. You don't quite sense any nerves just yet. With 3.5 minutes left. But it doesn't reflect the flow of the game. And all of a sudden, the Gladbach side, who were really just getting pummeled, a tiny, tiny little glimmer of light. Oh! And Kobel's just made a terrific save, actually. I don't want to say Schalke under Peter Bosch, but blimey, Dortmund are giving themselves a bit of a fright here. So the fans just turned up the volume. Listen to that. Fourth close there. I feel like maybe the crowd have given Dortmund that kick up the backside that they needed. Just see him through this last little bit. Now this is probably going to be the last kick of the game. Free kick just outside the D in front of the yellow wall, just off centre. Guerrero behind it, but it has to be Marco Reus, surely. Spills it, Gio Reyna puts it in. That's surely it. Will they even have time to take kickoff? The answer is no, it's all over.
Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.